The festival's purpose is not only to shine a spotlight on the arts and the positive effect on the quality of life in the Mid-Hudson Valley, but to boost job creation and economic development. The Bardavon, which owns the Ulster Performing Arts Center, or UPAC, in Kingston, as well as its namesake theater in Poughkeepsie, was awarded a $150,000 state grant to do just this, a grant the Bardavon had to match. Each season carries a theme. The spring theme is Serious Laughs, Art, Politics, Humor, with two big-name comedians performing at UPAC and visual art shows both at UPAC and the Kingston Public Library.
It is a real mix of serious business and stuff that's pretty funny.
That's Bardavon Executive Director Chris Silva. He says the edginess of a comedian like Lewis Black, who performs at UPAC April 28th, matches the edginess of the art. The UPAC Gallery is open till May 12th and includes the works of 25 artists.
And, you know, and the other kind of really unique thing about this spring event is that we are transforming a historic theater into a major art gallery, which I've never heard anybody do that before. And you know, and it's all mediums. It's sculpture, it's film, it's audio, it's paintings, it's everything.
He says UPAC's temporary gallery role and the entire comedy festival underscore the importance of the arts to the community and highlight the theater's contributions to the cultural tourism industry in the Hudson Valley. The events planned for all the seasons draw from an already existing venue or event.
We're sort of taking off from what things that already exist. You know, we always are going to do performances at UPAC, but how can we expand that into other venues throughout the city and create more energy?
And here's how some of that energy for Serious Laughs is being expanded.
We also are putting comics, regional comics and local comics, probably a dozen or more of them, into half a dozen restaurants and nightclubs throughout Kingston, just to continue to sort of expand that energy.
Then there's a summer festival on the Rondout in Kingston.
The event we're doing down at the river in Kingston at the Rondout really is building on an annual 4th of July event that the restaurants have been putting on there for a number of years. We're adding a 5th of July event to it, which will include a free performance by the Hudson Valley Philharmonic, which is really a first in an outdoor venue in Kingston, and some other performances, and we'll expand those musical performances into the restaurants and gallery spaces on that day. And on the next day, which is the first Saturday for Kingston, we'll expand into some of those galleries with musicians as well.
All these performances and art shows and events translate into more jobs.
We've been able to hire a full-time person here to help coordinate it, so that's one job created. And then, you know, what they call full-time equivalents, we're hiring a lot of part-time people to put together different aspects of the show. Certainly all the comics that we're going to hire to play all the clubs is part of job creation. All the bartenders and waitresses and waiters who are getting extra work and extra tips because we're bringing more people is part of the creation. The Philharmonic is a 45-piece orchestra plus conductor. They're getting paid for a gig that they wouldn't have normally, as will other musicians that will be appearing down at the river and in different restaurants. And we also hired a curator, a local curator from Midtown Kingston, Dan Mason, to do both the visual arts aspects. So there's a job created. And to be honest with you, we don't know exactly what we're doing in the fall and the winter yet, but we know that there's other opportunities to hire musicians mostly. Mostly we're hiring a lot of artists, you know, and some crew guys, and that's a good thing.
Jonathan Dropkin agrees that it's a good thing.
They are true regionalists, even though they have their base in the city of Poughkeepsie. And the overall way in which they think about the arts is very much in keeping with the newly created regional economic development councils, which are trying to create jobs every which way they can. They're creatively figuring out that the arts are directly linked to job creation.
Drapkin, who sits on the Regional Economic Development Council but does not vote on grants and projects, says economic development and the arts are intertwined.
I believe that the efforts, such as the one being done by the Bardavon, is part of this broader mosaic that is the Hudson Valley. It includes tourism, it includes cultural institutions, and it is part of why people want to live here. It's part of why people want to visit here.
Drapkin is also president and CEO of Newburgh-based Hudson Valley Pattern for Progress, a not-for-profit policy planning, advocacy, and research organization that promotes regional and sustainable solutions to enhance the growth of the Hudson Valley. As for the economic development portion of the festival, Silva says it too expands from the main events.
And in terms of economic development, you know, the more people we have going out to things and in the streets and enjoying projects and performances and gallery shows, potentially the more they're also eating in restaurants and filling their gas tanks and hiring babysitters and what have you.
For a complete listing of events, artists, and performers, you may visit the Bardavon website at bardavon.org. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.